And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to take the poll up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. It's a real simple yes-no question. Do you think 2012 will be better than 2011, yes or no? Go ahead and take the poll at brainstormingonline.com, and I'll announce the results of the poll on tomorrow's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is freedom. Each of my guests is explaining a type of freedom, whether it's freedom to use technology, financial freedom, or personal freedom. My next guest is a syndicated columnist for the Ventura County Reporter and 100 other newspapers around the country. Typically, she writes about good manners, but today we're going to discuss an invasion of her personal rights that is so heinous that she's now advocating being rude at airport security. We'll discuss her story and the loss of personal freedom we all experience post 9/11. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Amy Alcon writes the advice column, The Advice Goddess. She featured in the VC Reporter, the New York Times, LA Times, Wall Street Journal, Glamour Magazine, and Psychology Today. She's appeared on Good Morning America, The Today Show, NPR, CNN, MTV. The list goes on and on. Amy blogs daily at advicegoddess.com. She's the author of the book, I See Rude People, One Woman's Battle to Beat Manners into an Impolite Society. She lives here in Southern California, joining us from Southern California. Hi, Amy. Welcome back to the show. How are
Thank
you doing today?
You. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing well now because I'm not flying anywhere. But if I were, I wouldn't be doing so well.
Well, I tell you, the story that you're about to share with my listeners would traumatize even the most hardened traveler that's out there. And it was your blog post that talked about eroding civil liberties that prompted me to have you come on to the show. So
right.
Let's get right to it, because your story has to do with the Transportation Security Administration, TSA for short, and the airport searches. Now, I thought this story died last year when the flap over the scanning devices that see through clothing sort of faded off the site. But the story continues to evoke really deep emotions. So tell us what happened to you on a business trip through LAX.
Yeah, I was going to an anthropology conference in Binghamton, New York, and I had blogged about that. So there was evidence that I wanted to go interview Sarah Hurdy, who's a very famous anthropologist about children and divorce. I did not blog anywhere that I was going to have coffee with Al-Qaeda. Yet, when I got to the airport, like everyone, we're doing this sort of like haystack-like search, they were searching everyone. You had to either go through the scanner at the United Terminal, or you had to get the quote-unquote pat down. I love the name of that. And now Janet Napolitano, it turns out, lied about the scanners being safe. I know this because I've been following the TSA and blogging about the TSA pretty much since its inception. And she said things like that Johns Hopkins and NIST, which is an organization, tested them and said that they were safe. And NIST said, actually, no, we didn't test them that way, and we didn't say they were safe. And Johns Hopkins said, no, we said they actually emit dangerous radiation.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I don't go through these scanners. And also, I think it's very important to make them search you, because this is a case where we're supposed to have probable cause for searches from the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. We're supposed to have reasonable suspicion that you've committed a crime before you are searched, and we don't. And what happened to me... So I sort of tear up when I see that everyone is being searched, because I don't usually get searched. The only thing metal on my body usually are my fillings when I go to the airport. And I'm thinking about this and thinking about the Fourth Amendment, and I think, you know, they don't deserve my quiet compliance. So while I could have held back my tears, which are both for the Constitution and for the fact that some stranger employed by my government was going to grope my breasts and genitals at the airport just because I wanted to fly somewhere, I thought, no, I'm going to let the tears come. And so I did, and I just let myself cry while she was searching me. And I believe she did this punitively. The TSA worker, they are not officers, who was searching me, she not only went up the side of my leg like the TSA procedure has them do, she went straight up the middle into my girl parts. I'm trying to be...
This is AM radio, Amy, so you got to keep it on the up and up.
I am. No, you know, technical terms. She did this four times. They go up each leg, front and back. I was so shocked. I was sort of paralyzed when she, I was still crying, cried a little louder when she did that to me. And then, you know, I was powerless because you can be arrested if you decide to not go through the TSA search or complete the search. So I just decided, well, you don't get to do this to me and have no sort of stress on you. And so I screamed, you raped me, you sexually violated me. And then afterward, after my trip, I was very upset about this. I blogged about it. And I named the TSA worker's name and asked other people who are searched, even when it's a government-authorized search where they don't go up into your genitals, that they blog that and blog the person's name, because nobody should be able to earn a living violating the rights of Americans daily at the airport.
Well, now, Amy, this brings up many, many interesting questions. My guest is Amy Alcon. The first is, I was appalled when I first read this article, that this TSA agent actually violated your personal space. I mean, did something to you that you would normally have to do in a psychiatrist's office using dolls. That's how severe this was.
Right.
I mean, was this truly an invasion of, was this truly rape?
Well, actually, the FBI just redefined rape. We had a really weird definition of rape in this country. It could only happen to women. Don't tell that to all the men in prisons who are raped by other men. And it had to be vaginal penetration by a man's genitals. Sorry, I'm trying to keep it clean. And the FBI changed that to include what happened to me, coercive sex acts like this. Here I am. I'm a person with no power being searched by a low-wage, unskilled laborer with a little bit of training at the airport, who is touching my sexual parts as a condition of normal business travel. I mean, this is truly terrible. It's very unconstitutional. But what's happened, I believe, Americans have gotten so comfortable. I am a middle-class newspaper columnist. And I have a charmed life. I have food in my refrigerator. The lights turn on. I have a little car I drive. I rent a little house. My life is very comfortable. And I think we are so physically comfortable that we really aren't used to any discomfort. And so people aren't willing to say, hey, this is unconstitutional. Hey, why are you touching me there? What practical purpose could this possibly serve?
Well, that's a very good point. My guest is Amy Alcon. She is the author of the book, I See Rude People. Today we're talking about personal liberties, the TSA, and etiquette. But you didn't tell the rest of the story. There's an add-on or a follow-on to the story.
Okay.
You blogged about the TSA agent. You mentioned that agent by name who had searched you and who had violated you. What happened after you blogged about it?
This is incredible. So, like you said, I mean, I'm not Oprah Winfrey. This happened to me March 31st. Of 2011. And so, and then I blogged it, and I blogged it in early April, or late April, actually, because I was so upset about this. It took me actually a long time to write the blog item. And I also wanted legal advice about the Fourth Amendment. And I get, later in the summer, so few people wrote about this, I get a letter in the mail from the TSA agent lawyer demanding $500,000 from me, a blog takedown, and an apology, a written apology, for quote-unquote defaming this woman, the TSA worker, by saying she had sexually violated me, which she did, and for quote-unquote libeling her by blogging about it. I mean, this is insane.
Now, any merit to this case? I mean, that's a fairly serious allegation, and $500,000 is certainly nothing to sneeze at.
Right. This is very worrisome. Now, I looked at that, and I know a little bit about constitutional law because I'm a big free speech advocate, and I support this organization called thefire.org, which defends free speech rights on campus. And so I'm frequently immersed in these issues, and I know about something called SLAPP, which is a strategic lawsuit against public participation. Now, I didn't find some, you know, worker at the mall and follow her home and say, this girl with this name has a big behind. What I did was complain about government misconduct that I perceived that I experienced at the airport. And so we have SLAPP laws in states to protect people like me who are not doing something malicious and not just, you know, blogging about somebody or writing about them to be mean, but are seriously concerned about issues that are highly relevant to the public, to all of us.
My guest is Amy Alcon, author of the book I See Rude People. So, Amy, now, you know, the skeptic among us might say, well, wait a minute, you know, what you went through, while it was terrible, and certainly this TSA agent may have overreached her boundaries, but All of that being said, isn't it a small price to pay for airline security?
I love that you asked that. And I have to say, you know, people sent me all these letters saying, you're so brave. And I thought, I cried at the airport and I wrote about it. And right after I got the letter, I went to an alternative weekly newspaper conference, and this guy from Venezuela spoke. They've been publishing a newspaper there at great peril, and one of his colleagues had all his fingers and toes hacked off for it. So I thought, I mean, come on. But here's the problem here. Our civil liberties are being eroded on many fronts in this country. I could talk about that, but I'll stick to this subject. And it's very, very important we stand up for them. And we here are not being actually protected by the TSA. It's a multi-billion dollar cost. And Bruce Schneier, there's a great article about him in Vanity Fair. He's a security expert. He calls this what they do, security theater, because they miss all these dangerous items. For example, in Dallas last year, a TSA tester snuck a gun through the body scanner. Now, this didn't just happen once. It happened five times, and this was several months after. In Toronto, they have an American TSA there. The supervisor said, I was lucky he wouldn't take my tiny, dull drugstore tweezers. And I said, why? Because I might use them to break into the cockpit and overpluck the pilot's eyebrows? So we are not safer. What I believe the TSA is all about is actually obedience training for the American public. They are priming us to be docile and even polite about giving up our civil liberties.
Well, now that is an extreme opinion to take. But before we explore that a little bit more, and we're running out of time here, my guest is Amy Alcon. So, Amy, you've got a solution. What are you proposing that people do to fight back against the TSA and this type of invasion of privacy that you're talking about?
We need to wake up and we need to speak up. Now, there are signs at these TSA checkpoints saying that you cannot use verbal abuse on agents. Well, is it verbal abuse to inform the TSA agent who's groping your sex parts that you consider this unconstitutional, or is that if you just use obscenity? So there's this chill on free speech. People are understandably worried about being arrested. So I'm calling on American women, because it's a little harder for guys to cry. We're all teary-eyed, we women. American women need to follow my lead at TSA checkpoints. Opt for the pat-down and sob your guts out. And the reason for this is, some of you probably know of the work of Adam Smith, the late British economist. Sympathy for others is a very powerful human motivator. And bureaucracy, it has a duty, and it's protecting itself. And our best chance of ever revoking this bureaucracy, revoking the TSA, is to actually have women across America crying at airports. And the spectacle of that will do what nobody's been able to do yet, even senators and legislators, to discuss the TSA, repealing the TSA. They're really not doing anything. There's so many holes in cargo. If you really want to get a bomb on a plane, you can. And taking away some lady's cupcake, as happened a few days ago, this is not protecting us. This is actually destroying our civil liberties, making it easier for them to be removed from us.
Well, now, hold on. I'm going to hit the pause button for just a minute, Amy, because this is counterintuitive. You're the woman that writes about manners and rude people and everything else. Do you see the irony in what you're proposing that people do?
I understand people that do see that the irony, but actually what I said in this piece I wrote was that good manners do not always involve going quietly, and that when our civil liberties are violated, the most civil thing a person can do is to be as loud and uncivil as possible.
All right. My guest has been Amy Alcon. She is the Advice Goddess at AdviceGoddess.com, also author of the book, I See Rude People. Amy, if people are intrigued by the experience that you have, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about your articles and your columns and everything else, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
AdviceGoddess.com. And I just want to say about this piece I wrote, every mainstream media outlet in America turned it down. Only Pravda in Russia would publish it.
Pravda in Russia was the only one to pick it up. That is an amazing story and an amazing indictment about our free speech system here in the United States. My guest has been Amy Alcon. Amy, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.